huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Definitely focus step one on building your personal brand. AI, big data, they're watching you. Hi, it's Rob. Now, one of the most common questions I get asked in business and personal brand is, should I focus more on my business brand or should I focus more on my personal brand? And on social media, should I post as my personal brand or my business brand? So I'm going to answer that. And let's put this debate to bed. Now, there are three types of brand. And I think you should be strategic about building at least two, if not three of these. But you should also be tactical about focusing on one first or next. So the three types of brand are the personal brand, the business brand, and the product or service brand. And probably a good way to demonstrate this would be Apple or Tesla. So with Apple, Steve Jobs is the personal brand, Apple is the company brand, and then the iPhone is a product or service brand. iTunes is a service brand. So Apple, being a multi-billion, maybe one day trillion-dollar organization, they leverage all three brands. Now, I don't know if you want to be part-time, full-time, or big-time, but maybe as you listen to me, think in your head, do I want to be a part-time entrepreneur, full-time entrepreneur, or big-time badass entrepreneur? Big-time badass. And that's your choice. I'm not here to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. They all work, depending on your vision. But if you want to be big-time, you probably need to leverage two, maybe three of those different types of brands. It's the same with Tesla. Tesla is the product brand. Elon Musk is the personal brand, and one of the models of the cars or SpaceX or one of their products would be the product-based brand. You know, Tesla is product and company brand, if you think about it. Tesla the company, Tesla the car. So the great thing about having a personal brand is that you can promote business brands and product brands with flexibility, autonomy, and still live your own values. I'll give you a little example of this. Do you know the CEO of Porsche? I bet you don't. Do you know the CEO of Toyota? I bet you don't. Now, those car companies, in terms of the volume of cars they produce, they dwarf Tesla. Tesla maybe doesn't even produce 1% of the cars of Toyota. But Tesla is a far more valuable company. It has a higher stock price. I'm actually going to research this while we are live. Okay, highest. This definitely is highest value car company. So, rank number one, Tesla, market cap, $795.8 billion. Rank number two, Toyota, $207 market cap billion. That is unbelievable. How old is Toyota? Actually, let's do it. When was Toyota founded? Toyota was founded in 1937. When was Tesla founded? Tesla was founded in 2003, 70 years later. Right, you'll see where I'm going with this. How many cars has Tesla sold? 500 units in 2020. How many cars has Toyota sold 9.5 million cars in 2020. Tesla produces 5% of the cars that Toyota does, and has been going 70 years less, but has a four times market cap valuation. Why? There's one reason. His name is Elon Musk, and it's his personal brand. Fact. So, should you have a personal brand? I think that is end of argument. Yeah. Now, when you have a personal brand, you could promote SpaceX, Tesla, your own foundation. When you have a personal brand, you could promote Apple, NXT. What was his animation company? What was Steve Jobs' animation company? The very big famous one. But he could promote whatever he wants, Pixar. So the thing with a company is it could be here today and it could be gone in 5 years. But you're always going to be there your whole life. Therefore, you should definitely focus step one on building your personal brand. Now, I have a company called Progressive Property. But if I started promoting to my Progressive Property community about my love of vinyl or my new Rob Moore Foundation or start your podcast, my community might be like, Rob, I'm here to learn property. So stay in your lane. The riches are in the niches, Rob. I didn't subscribe for this stuff. I don't care about your Alexander McQueen jackets. So when you have a personal brand, you can express yourself and I can promote my podcasts. I can promote my books, my seminars, my events, social media summit, recurring income summit. When I'm speaking at Expert Empires, kind of whatever I want, because people buy into you as a personal brand. Whereas when it's a business, they're just buying into the business. People, when they, subscribe to Tesla, they want a car. They don't want a health shake. Whereas if I'm looking healthy and lean, check me out. Mwah, product placement, look at my health shake. If I'm looking good and you follow me as a brand, you're probably going to buy into that because you trust me. People trust people more than they do companies. People don't really trust big tech like they used to. So I would start by posting and building your personal brand and promoting your company brand from your personal brand. Now, I made this mistake because 15, 16 years ago, I started Progressive Property and I was interested in business and coaching and this concept of personal brand, although I didn't know what it was back then. But my business partner and I, we sat down and we both thought we were a bit distracted. You know, he was setting up a few little enterprises on the side with his mates. You know, and I was doing a bit of coaching and mentoring and also, you know, playing around on social media before personal brand was a thing. And we both decided, look, let's stick together in our partnership, stay in our lane and build Progressive Property and only focus on property. And for 6 or 7 years, I didn't really talk about anything I was doing. I didn't build a personal brand of my own name, Rob Moore, or the Disruptive Entrepreneur. And I'd have been bigger than Gary Vee, Grant Cardone and Jesus Christ if I'd have been spending that time, at least only 20% of the time, building my personal brand. Now, if you want to sell your company, you still have your personal brand. But if you don't have a personal brand and you sell your company, what have you got left? You've got nothing left to promote. You haven't got equity and goodwill. If you want to write a book, who's going to buy it? Followers of your personal brand. So if you're on the fence between should I build my personal brand or my business brand, and should I post from my personal brand or my company brand, I would start with personal brand and then build the company brand and then build the product brand. Now, you might need to try 5 or 10 or 15 products before, you know, you get known for something like the iPhone. The iPhone was not Apple's first product. So, you know, keep trialing until you get a product that like everyone loves, a signature product. You know, if you think about Mulberry, they've got this sort of signature handbag, but they didn't start with handbags, it was belts. And if you think about every brand that has a signature product or program, it might have been their 5th or 10th or 20th. So you build that over time. Now, should you have business pages and personal pages and business profiles and personal profiles on social media? I think you should. And yeah, it's a bit more extra admin setting up all the pages and the groups. But I mean, for example, if you have a Facebook page that ranks on Google and you can populate your Facebook page and you can get ratings and people can communicate with you and say your office opening hours. So it's like a shop window. So you want a shop window for your companies across all social media. And it doesn't take that long to set up a LinkedIn account and a Trustpilot account and a
Facebook page on your company. So it doesn't have to be a choice of either or. You do both. But the one you focus the most on is your personal brand, especially in the age of personal brands. People don't really trust companies that much anymore. Oh, big tech, big pharma, AI, big data, they're watching you. I just said something to a friend and now I'm getting ads on that thing on social media. I am being listened to. I am being censored. So that is good news for you if you want to build a personal brand. Because people trust people, not machines and AI and corporations. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.
Hey, it's Rob again, and I need to own up to something. Entrepreneurs don't celebrate enough. I bet you don't. I know I don't. And we went through the 5-year anniversary of The Disruptive Entrepreneur, which is a massive achievement. And the 600th episode, which again, how many podcasts have done 600 episodes? And we didn't even celebrate. So I want to celebrate the 600th episode and the 5-year anniversary with you. We have something new and special that I think you're going to love. Now, many of you who listen, you're on my Facebook supporter program. You get 10 pieces of content with me as a bonus over and above what the general public get. We have supporter-only meetups, socials, dinners. I do Ask Me Anythings every sort of 2 weeks or so live. We do Make Cash and social media challenges. You get discounts. You get to come to events and you get premium ticket upgrades and so much more. But what I've done to celebrate the 5-year anniversary, the 600th episode, is actually created a decentralized platform called rob.team. Many of you don't use Facebook. We're in a more modern decentralized age now. So if you go right now to rob.team, www.rob.team, you can join my supporter and rob.team program. You can choose whether you enroll on Facebook or the non-native decentralized platform that I've built specially for you. And for just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 premium pieces of content from me you don't get anywhere else, deep dive content. You get supporter and team only meetups, socials and dinners throughout the year. A 2-weekly Ask Me Anything Live that I don't do in any public situation anymore. We do 7-day challenges about 5 times a year, Make Cash challenges, social media challenges. You get premium ticket upgrades, special discounts. I have 3 Facebook account managers. We often have Zoom meetings with them and then we update you sort of from the horse's mouth live what they shared with us. Whenever we do events and webinars, we never do replays or recordings. But as a supporter and team member, you get those free. You get an extra 10% discount off any of my trainings. And get this, if you're one of the first 60, I can't do 600, you'll see why, then I'm actually going to do a 15-minute one-to-one personal call with you. And if you're one of the first 256, I've just set up a brand new Rob.team WhatsApp group where you'll get my mobile number and, you know, we can share strategies and tactics together. So go right now to www.rob.team. That's www.rob.team. First 50, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. I'm going to do that after your first month subscription. And, you know, it's going to take me a bit of time to do that, but I'll do it. I'm a man of my word. And the first 256, you get into the Rob.team supporters only WhatsApp group. There's loads of bonuses in there. This program has been running for 2 years. My 6-stage, 7-figure launch formula, which was a paid-for course, it's in there. How to write a best-selling book course is in there. PAVA and social media manager and brand manager documents and job descriptions are in there. Marketing KPIs documents are in there. How to dramatically increase your fees. The book I'm writing, the up-to-date version is in there. There's so much content. It's only £5 or $5 a month. And I'm adding this new platform, Rob.team, to celebrate the 5th-year anniversary and the 600 episodes. And first 60, 15-minute one-to-one call with me. First 256, get into the exclusive WhatsApp group. So be quick, go now, because we have millions of subscribers and downloads and views a week now for the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show across all platforms. So see you there at www.rob.team. Go now.